John Oakley's City Confidential.
This town needs an enema.
AM 640, Toronto Radio.
All right, looks like this town has had an enema, and a lot of dogs and their dog owners have allowed this to happen on my front lawn. And so it's raised that ugly specter again of dogs running free. Leashes, no leashes, irresponsible pet ownership. We'll wade into that amongst the several talking points that we've got slated to go with our City Confidential panel. As per usual, our buddy Joe Fiorito from the Toronto Star, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Morning to you, Joseph.
It's the humidity, John.
It's not the heat, it's the humility.
Yeah.
Or the humidity, as the case may be. Also joining us, Green Party candidate for Toronto Centre, Chris Tindall. How you doing, Chris?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good to have you here for the first time. Appreciate it. Crime reporter from the Toronto Sun, Rob Lamberti, is in the house. Hey, Rob, good to have you here as well. All right, you know, I mean, I'm just going to start with this dog thing because I broached it and we've been talking about it here. Insofar as even Muslims are concerned in the city, hoping for reasonable accommodation and not having dogs willy-nilly coming up to them and sniffing and, you know, slobbering saliva over them, which is antithetical to their faith. You think they have a concern here, Joe?
On this issue, I'm a Muslim as well.
Ich bin ein Muslim?
I think that the problem is that there are a handful of irresponsible dog owners, and there are a handful of dog owners who don't think they're irresponsible, but who absolutely are, who let their dogs go and do what they will, where they will. Some dogs bite, as far as I'm concerned, when you're mixing dogs and people. Therefore, all dogs bite. I think we should have proper, fenced off, not mixed use dog runs where people can bring their dogs and leave them behind fences, but some people have made it absolutely impossible for all of us to feel comfortable. I'm the one paying taxes here. I chased a lady off my neighbor's lawn the other day because the dog was doing its business there. Lady said, "This dog's lived in this neighborhood longer than you have." I said, "Lady, I pay taxes. The dog doesn't." You know, you can't mix it.
Do we know that for a fact? You know, I got you, Joe. So what you're saying is you trump all these dog owners' considerations when it comes to their pets prowling on your territory.
You know, you go to the cities of Europe and you don't see dogs running loose like they run loose here.
Why is that?
Because they've solved this problem a long time ago.
So this is a big debate at City Hall. And, I mean, you're the guy from the Green Party. Lots of green space would be great for dogs, but Joe doesn't want that. Joe wants them. He wants segregated areas. You want dog ghettos.
That's right.
Well, I understand people get emotional about this, but I have a hard time seeing the big controversy. I think it's reasonable what Joe's saying. I think it's reasonable to have fenced off areas. The dogs can still run free, and other people can feel comfortable. I think that the radical position is what I read in the Toronto Star, where one dog owner stood up and said, "Well, if we got to put our dogs on leashes, then why don't parents have to put their kids on leashes?" I mean, that's the radical position, right? I think the other things that are being suggested are pretty reasonable.
How do you equate animal rights with human rights? I mean, we're the top of the chain here.
Well, not according to some dog lovers. They feel their pets are children. And I know. Look, you're looking at me like I'm the guy who actually believes that. Rob, did you want to weigh in on this one before we move on?
Well, Mississauga has 6.5 parks that allow for free run dogs. Range-free dogs and whatever, and it seems to work quite well. I think we should look at what Mississauga is doing. The half being Jack Darling Park, which has limits to the hours where dogs are allowed to run leash-free. But it seems to work in Mississauga. I don't think we have a multitude of Muslims getting angry in Mississauga about it, or kids running to the hospital with bites and so on. The issues are well-founded. I mean, the concerns are well-founded. I mean, there is concern about dogs and bites. There is concern about human rights and being offended by dogs sniffing crotches and so on.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned Mississauga because we got a call from a guy earlier today. He made mention of a fact. There's a policy in place where certain cabbies, Muslim cabbies in Mississauga, do not want to pick up people with their dogs, with their pets. I mean, in Minneapolis, they also had a similar ordeal. Nobody who was carrying booze was getting picked up by Muslim cabbies, 80% of whom were Somali Muslims. Joe, if that happens at Pearson, whose side you on?
Well, I'm with them as far as dogs are concerned. As far as booze is concerned, this is Canada. Come on.
But as far as dogs are concerned, well, Rob.
Well, I mean, that applies to dogs, too. I mean, you can't have one commodity, booze, which is probably more destructive than dogs are, you know.
The only people the best dogs are the dogs trained by the CNIB. They're smart dogs. They're responsible dogs. They're well-trained dogs. The average dog is not particularly well-trained. I'm sorry. In this town, the average dog is not well-trained.
So the Muslim cabbie says, "Keep your filthy animal out of my taxi, and you've got to go to the next one in line, or maybe the one after that, or three."
I know cabbies who don't like to pick up guys who've got fried chicken in their they're carrying their suppers with them into the cab because it makes the cab smell, and it makes it tough.
So
for
that's
the next
cabbie's right to tell somebody, "I'm not taking you as a fare."
Well, he's an independent operator, so he can...
Really?
Well,
but I mean, how far are we then going to go? This is speaking to the issue of reasonable accommodation, Rob.
Well, then you get... Well, yeah, and it leads into other things. Do I pick up a black man or not? Do I pick up a guy who looks too rough and so on?
Or a guy who's maybe burning too much fossil fuel and the green cabbie doesn't want to pick him up.
Well, that would be hard to fit his SUV into the cab, I imagine.
Or the SUV guy's got an SUV as a cab and the green party boycotts him and shunts him to the back of the class. All right, you know what? On this issue, we'll take more calls, but I also did want to get around to the carbon tax. It's certainly in your wheelhouse, Chris. Quebec, they've introduced it. It's going to be 0.08 cents per liter of gas, but your leader was on this program 3 days ago saying a 12 cent a liter.
And you
carbon,
know why?
Carbon tax. Because it's good for the economy?
And because she's brutally honest and well, she says what's real. You know, that's.
We'll find out just how brutally honest or brutally deluded when we come back and see where the panel goes with that one, as well as taking some of your calls. 12 cents a liter. A carbon tax on gas to get us to rejig our thinking and save the planet. Is that something that you could sign on for? The Green Party's there in full throttle. We'll see, too, if Rob Lamberti from The Sun, Joe Fiorito from The Star are like-minded, and we'll take some of your calls for that issue too. 870-6400 on Cell Star 640.